800-480-5300. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this absolutely terrific Thursday, April 3rd, 2025 edition. Donald Trump is basically replicating the presidency of William McKinley, 25th president of the United States. He served from March 4th. That was Inauguration Day, not January 20th. 1897 through the turn of the century, September 14th, 1901. What was he best known for? What did he do? What was his main driving accomplishments that he did in his presidency? McKinley was the last president that served in the American Civil War. The last one. Stop and think about that. He went through the Civil War, 1860 to 1865, under President Abraham Lincoln. General Ulysses S. Grant becoming president, leading to McKinley's presidency in 1897. He was the only one that began his service as an enlisted man and ended as being a brevet major. After the war, he settled in Canton, Ohio. He practiced law as an attorney. In 1876, McKinley was elected to Congress, where he became the Republican expert on protective tariffs, which he believed would bring prosperity to America. His 1890 McKinley Tariff Act was highly controversial. And together with a Democratic redistricting plan aimed at gerrymandering him out of office, led to his defeat in the Democratic landslide of 1890. So what did he do? He left Washington and went back home to Canton, Ohio. There he was elected governor of the state of Ohio in 1891 and 1893. Steering a very moderate course between capital and labor interests. Well, as governor of a state, he earned the Republican nomination for president in 1896. And amid a deep economic depression, defeated the Democratic rival, William Jennings Bryan. How did he do it? A front porch campaign. Getting people to go and sit down on front porches and to talk to their neighbors. He advocated for sound money. He used and believed in the gold standard. And he promised that high tariffs, when elected president, would restore prosperity and take us out of the Depression. Not the Great Depression, but the depression they had going on in the 1890-95 era. McKinley's victory realigned in the election the political stalemate that the post-Civil War era gave way to the Republican-dominated fourth party system. McKinley's presidency saw rapid economic growth. He pushed, promoted the 1897 Dingley Tariff to protect manufacturers and factory workers from foreign competition. In 1900, he secured passage of the Gold Standard Act. He hoped to persuade Spain to grant independence to the rebellious Cuba country without conflict. When negotiations failed, he requested and signed Congress's declaration of war to begin the Spanish-American War of 1898. In doing so, the United States helped provide a quick and decisive victory. As part of the peace settlement, Spain turned over to the United States its overseas colonies of Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Philippines, while Cuba was promised independence but remained under control of the United States Army until May of 1902. In the Philippines, they began an independence rebellion, but it eventually was suppressed. The United States annexed the Independent Republic of Hawaii, and it became part of the United States territory in 1900. In the 1900 election, McKinley defeated Bryan again, and he focused on imperialism, expanding the territories of the United States, protectionism in the form of tariffs. Well, September 6, 1901, an anarchist shot McKinley in Buffalo, New York. He died 8 days later and was succeeded by Vice President Theodore Roosevelt. Tariffs and expansionism. Sound familiar? Donald Trump had Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife go and visit Greenland over the weekend. He's already talking about taking back the Panama Canal that Jimmy Carter sold for $1. We built it. We're taking it back. Greenland is going to become a territory of the United States. Mark my words, he will negotiate a deal with Denmark, and this will happen. Tariffs and expansionism. We need Greenland to protect the oceans from Russia and China. North and east of the United States, north and east of Canada, Greenland is going to become part of America. Mark my words, it's going to happen. Donald Trump has had 4 years waiting for Biden to get out of his Oval Office. And he's put this plan together, folks, and it is coming to fruition. This is amazing what he's doing. And I got to tell you, the stock market may be down a little today. It may be down a little tomorrow. It may be down a little bit starting next week. But when they start seeing these countries coming and kowtowing and bowing to Donald Trump's feet, not in a good position to negotiate with your head down. When they kiss the ring and negotiate a new deal with these countries, it's going to be amazing. Absolutely amazing. When you look at these countries, what they're charging us and what we are charging them, well, it's not even truly reciprocal in some cases. Nicaragua, for example, they charge 36% on our goods. Trump is only charging them 18%. Jordan, 40%. They charge us. He's only charging them half, 20%. Kazakhstan, Serbia, all half of what they're charging us. He's not doing this just to basically say, well, whatever you charge us, we're charging you. Some of these countries are getting discounts. Laos, for example, they charge us 95. Trump's only charging them 48. He's discounting some of these tariffs where they're not truly 100% reciprocal. Algeria, they charge 59%. He's only charging them 30. And you know what's going to happen? This is going to be the beginning of negotiations. And if you've never read his book, Art of the Deal, you need to read it. I read it 5-6 times. Donald Trump is the best, absolutely without a doubt, the best negotiator on the planet. And these foreign countries, you think you're going to start a trade tariff war with Donald Trump? Good luck. Canadian Prime Minister is shooting his mouth off this morning. He's going to fight, and they will retaliate. Yeah, let's see how long that lasts. Watch how quickly the Prime Minister of Canada ends up coming to the Oval Office. This is going to be a very short war with Canada, and Trump's going to win. It's that simple. It's that simple. When you look at what's going to happen in these negotiations and these new trade deals that are coming, revenue is coming to America, folks. Our national debt is going to start going down instead of going up. And then they're going to talk about tax cuts for the American people. We're going to talk about that. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just finishing up this story, this history lesson, if you will, about tariffs, expansionism, Donald Trump's presidency. The liberals' heads are exploding. The economists that Krugman guy, oh my God, this is going to be a Great Depression. Get ready for the biggest recession on the planet, ultimately leading to a depression. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, the ship is going down. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Oh my God, there's going to be a global recession. It won't just be in the United States. It's going to be across the world. These people don't know our history. It's that simple. The fact of the matter is, this is going to stabilize the world markets. This will be fair trade. This will be revenue to the United States Treasury. What is that going to lead to? After the Easter break, coming up Easter Sunday, April 20th, when Congress gets back into Washington, D.C., the first thing they're taking on, extending the Trump tax cuts of 2017. They are going to reduce the corporate income tax currently at 21%, down to probably 14 or 15%. When that happens, folks, we are going to see corporations filing their domicile to be located in the United States. Now, they may still have their offices and plants somewhere else, but they will file their articles of incorporation here in America. They will stop paying the corporate taxes to the countries where they're at and start paying them to us. Why? Because it's going to be the cheapest corporate tax in the world. Number two, Donald Trump and the Republican-led Congress and U.S. Senate, where they gained 2 seats in Florida, they're going to start passing tax cuts onto us. No tax on overtime. No taxes on tips. No taxes on us making as much money as we want to make once we get 40 hours in. You want to work some overtime? No income tax. waitresses. This tip wage law battle we've been fighting here in Michigan, guess what? It goes away at the federal level. You'll still have to pay state income tax, but you won't pay federal tax on your tips. Make all the tips you want. When we see the national debt stop growing, and it stops, and then slowly starts paying down the national debt, you know what happens? Our credit rating goes up. Interest on the national debt goes down. Now, more money in the U.S. Treasury goes to paying off the debt as opposed to paying interest. You know what's going to happen? This economy is going to absolutely blow up, explode. We will have so much prosperity, you won't believe it. When Donald Trump said you're going to get sick and tired of winning, it's coming, folks. And it all begins with these tariffs. Tax cuts. Soon as they get back from Easter, number one priority. Well, guess what? It's going to trickle down to the states. Why do I say that? Because we have an election next year. When we have an election next year to elect new state senators, a new governor, a new U.S. senator, we are going to elect people that support Donald Trump's policies and the tactics he's using in Washington. We are going to start using in Michigan, in Lansing, Michigan. When we get a new governor that comes in and helps us eliminate property taxes, I'm going to be talking about Ask My Tax in the next hour. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have Carla Wagner on the show tomorrow on Friday. Well, guess what? This is going to be absolutely Michigan replicating basically what Donald Trump and Elon Musk are doing in Washington. It's going to start happening in Lansing. If we elect the right governor, we can do this. And when we do it, folks, it's going to change our economy, our cost of living. It's going to change our lives here in the state of Michigan. And it's going to happen fast. Just like it's going to start happening fast in Washington. I predict probably before 4th of July, you'll see everything stabilize in the stock market. And you're going to see the tariffs starting to work. 4th of July, Independence Day 2025. You'll start seeing it. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain.